Thessalonians chapter number 1. It is a joy to be in his house tonight. Like what Brother Josh said, I don't like being at somebody's house if they're not at home. But I sure am glad he's come by tonight. A lot of folks trying to have church without the Spirit of God, they're just going through an exercise. I sure am glad that he's in our midst tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 1, Paul and Silvanus, or we know him as Silas. There was Paul and Silas in the midnight hour in Acts 16. Oh my, if they were here tonight, they would magnify this midnight hour. He said unto the church of the Thessalonians, talking to the local church, which is in God the Father. Now he's talking about the universal church. I'm glad I'm part of the local church tonight. Thank God he put me in the universal church, his church. I believe in the local church. I think every ministry ought to run out of the local church. He said, grace be unto you and peace. He never mentioned peace first, because you'll never have peace till you know grace. Grace and peace be unto you. And I tell you where it comes from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Wouldn't it be a blessing to be on Paul's prayer list? Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power or dunamis, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And that's something folks have lived in front of us, not for their sake, but for mine and your sake. And you became followers or mimickers of us and of the Lord. And I want to say tonight that every folks in leadership, every preacher in America ought to be an example. Try to walk as close to the Lord as we can walk in this day and this hour. Paul walked close. He listened close. Paul didn't have his own agenda. He had the Lord's agenda. He said, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Everything ain't got to be happy to have joy. Everything ain't got to be perfect to have joy. You can have joy in your tribulation tonight with that of the Holy Ghost. So that you were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, and not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols. Underline this in your Bible tonight, to serve the living and true God. And here's a wonderful verse I want to preach out of this evening. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even which Jesus delivered us from the wrath to come. You may be seated this evening. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love You. Pray now You'd let us be a blessing in a few minutes. Bring to my mind, my heart, the things, Lord, that I've studied. Help me, I pray tonight. If it be one here lost, I pray You'd draw them, God. You'd interrupt their world and introduce them to Your world tonight. Help us, I pray. Pray for all my preacher friends that's standing with the Word of God this evening. Help those on our prayer list in our church. Thank you for these good folks that are so faithful to you. God, I pray you'd keep us safe in these days. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name, I ask you. Amen. And amen. I want to preach on this text tonight, simply out of verse number 10, on waiting for God's Son from heaven. Waiting on God's Son from heaven. A few things I want to say in this chapter this evening. The church at Thessalonica was the model church. Paul was writing unto them from a faraway place, and he sent unto them this letter. And it's amazing the things that Paul wrote to this local assembly. I'm glad tonight that I'm involved into a local assembly. Thank God for the family that joined Liberty Baptist Church this morning. I can't elaborate enough on getting connected, getting involved in the local New Testament church. I believe all blessings flow through God from the local New Testament church. He sent His Son to die for the church. He sent His Son to die for the sins of the world. The church is the apple of God's eye tonight. Therefore, I want you to notice as we wait for His Son from heaven, I want to say, first of all, there is a task of waiting. You'll find in verses 1 through 5, Paul and Silas and Timothy, the oldest colleague of Paul was Silas, but the youngest was Timothy. Timothy was a young man that Paul had won by the grace of God. Timothy was a young, weakly-looking man in body. Silas older, and Paul writing now. He talks about the grace be unto you. Thank God for grace tonight, because without grace there would be no peace. And he said, I want to tell you where it comes from. It says, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, now we give thanks to God always for you, making mentions of you in our prayer. Now, verse number 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love and patience of hope. Here this church shows us there's a task of waiting. First of all, you'll find there is the work of faith. Paul said, while you're waiting, you need to realize that I've not forgot about your work of faith. How we need faith this evening. Their faith was vital. Your faith and my faith is very vital tonight to the workings in the church. The Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The reason we need to preach every chance we get, because our faith is weak and our faith needs to be increased. The Word of God builds our faith. It challenges our faith. Therefore, you'll find that this church, the faith was very vital in their assembly. Not only was their faith vital, their faith was vocal. They proclaimed the good news of the Lord Jesus. I'm glad all around the house this morning folks was proclaiming their faith in Christ. What a difference a day made when the Holy Ghost come by, nudged my heart, and I accessed Christ by faith. Their faith was vital. Their faith was vocal. And I want to say their faith was visual. Your faith is visual tonight. You say, well, Brother Ken, it don't hurt to miss. I realize times we got to miss. Sometimes we got to access our faith when our flesh don't feel like it. We've got to ask God to give us faith and move forward for the good grace of God. Many times I've noticed the older I get, my body don't feel like doing what the Spirit wants it to do. I've got to press myself in faith and realize that God will bless me for the effort, and I can only get things at the house of God if I'm here. Appreciate you being here tonight. And therefore, their faith was no doubt vital, vocal, and visual. Not only their work of faith, but you'll notice the second thing that he mentions, their labor of love. Oh my goodness, how we need to realize that our love is the motivating factor of everything that we do. Love suffers long and love is kind. Their labor of love, what are you doing it for? It ought to be because of the darling Lamb of God that hung on a cross that first loved us. Now we love Him. Nobody never loved us like Jesus. And I want to say this evening, we must never let our love light be dim. We must realize in Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 9 about this labor of love. You know, it's two classes of people in the church. It's those that will do the work and it's the other group that will let them do it. And in Romans 12, verse number 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy! Hey, God's not interested so much in are we happy? He's interested in are we holy? Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Somebody gave you something, it means something to you. But when you really realize that He gave His life, and He gave His life in a way He didn't have to give it. It was God's design of Calvary. That what man's thought is God's design. Before the foundation of the world, He was as a lamb slain. Isn't it amazing that God put that Calvary through His Son? He suffered for me and you. And He said, you know what? I blessed you real good. It ought to just be your reasonable service to serve me. Matter of fact, I've noticed this. If you're in love with somebody, it don't seem so hard. I drove a long way to meet a girl because I was in love. I'll be honest with you, I got up a lot of long hours, early mornings, and worked a lot of late nights for some people that I love. It's a lot easier, Brother Mike, when you love them. I want to say tonight, serving Him, it's not a chore, but it's an opportunity. Oh my, what a great responsibility. What a great opportunity. We don't have to go to church. We get to go to church. We don't have to work for Him. We get to work for Him. The labor of love. I want you to notice this. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Underline this in your Bible. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people in this ministry who does a whole lot of stuff that they're never recognized. You know me, I've always tried to focus and keep this ministry Christ-centered. I've never tried to make a do over no individual much. I've tried to recognize people and be kind. But I want you to underline this in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. You see that word, unmovable? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, if you're doing it for you, it's going to burn up. But if you're doing it for Him, He's writing it down. Honey, don't nobody pay like He paid. You might not live in a new house and drive a nice car, but you'll have blessings that money cannot buy tonight. I say glory to the Lamb of God. How good He is to us. Be unmovable. Always remember, I'll assure you there's a lot of times when people's done hard things in this ministry. There's a man here on Saturday evening comes, parks his truck, just picks up trash in the parking lot. Nobody even knows nothing about it. I'll tell you one of the main reasons I found out, Pastor, and I won't tell you why. It's two reasons that I don't bring people up and put them on a pedestal. Number one, Christ needs to be the center focus and the reason we're here. Number two, I'm afraid I'll miss somebody and hurt somebody's feelings. That way, I just keep everybody on a level playing field. Why didn't you call me up there, preacher? I did that. That's why I ain't called the first one up here. I'm afraid I'll miss you. And some of you looking for reasons to leave instead of stay. Amen. Shake your little Baptist head up and down tonight. Y'all pretty good, though. You come back tonight. Like Mr. Knight said, y'all preached that this morning. Task of waiting. Our work of faith. Our labor of love. And then look at the third thing that he told this small church that they had. He said, your patience of hope. Their hope was sustaining. Their hope was sure. You say, why was it sustaining? Patience of hope. Jesus is coming. He's going to get us out of this old wicked world. I don't know if y'all have watched news lately. This world's gone crazy. Gone crazy. You don't know when you send your children off, they coming back home or not. We don't know if we go to eat barbecue or we coming home or not. But we know one thing, honey. We are going home one more. Is anybody interested in that kind of hope tonight? Said, I want y'all to know something. Oh, we had a work of faith. Thank God for the people at Liberty Baptist Church that work by faith. Give by faith. Can I say something tonight? I don't want the Sunday morning crowd to never think that we're in this thing about money, but I want to say something. I want to say it to the people I pastor tonight because I want you to hear it from the preacher. In our mission program, last year, God challenged my heart, and there's a man sitting on the front bench. You know what? This man, he don't know what I'm supposed to say. And I'm not going to give you no numbers, but I know roughly what his support was to the Philippines. And I know that he gave nearly 50% of that to the mission program in his home church. There's records of it. Call him, ask him. God challenged my heart. He told me that one time, just privately. Brother Josh, you don't even know the Holy Ghost challenged my heart. Last year, I bumped my giving to my missions. Count a year rolled over, and Brother Lee, the Holy Ghost, said the same thing. He said, you going to trust me? So last month, when I wrote my Macedonia last Sunday, I wrote the old number from last year, and I got home, something was a rolling in me, and I didn't. I looked back at my checkbook and I didn't write right. I found Brother Adam this morning. I said, you go in that safe in yonder. You pull that check I wrote out last week. You put this new one in there. I said all that to say this. Not I'm preaching on money. Now, I just want to tell you how good God's been to me. God has given me blessings that money can't buy. I'm talking about I've given by the work of faith when I really didn't think I had it to give. But God has proved Himself to be faithful. God owns the cattle of 1,000 hills tonight. Our faith should always be challenged in the work of God. Poor God's bits. Boys, Brother Lee, I think about this every time I preach it. His math don't add up like our math. Y'all know me, I don't preach on money, but we've got to exercise our faith in our giving. Oh my God, has God been good to anybody in the building? I think if a preacher can't lead in his giving, he ought to sit down and shut up. I like what the old man said. Well, if a rooster, Brother David, I like this old preacher says, don't get me in trouble. He said, if a rooster can't crow in his own yard, you ought to make dumplings out of him. I'm going to tell you, God's been good to me. Task of waiting, the work of faith, the labor of love, and the patience of hope. Not only the task of their waiting, but their trials of waiting. Look in verse number 6. He said, "And ye became followers of us and of the Lord." And let me tell you something, don't never follow nobody unless they follow in the Lord. I told young preachers at a meeting the other week, I said, it's fine to follow your pastor if he's in the Bible. But if he gets crazy, don't run in the ditch with him. Have received the word, look, in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Trials of waiting. 1 Peter 4 and verse number 7. Watch your Bible this evening. 1 Peter 4, verse number 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober. Watch unto prayer. Above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom the praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth on you. And their part is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Some of you need to underline that verse. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God on this behalf. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping their souls to Him and well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. The trials of waiting. You'll be persecuted to stand for Christ. Boy, the Holy Ghost of comfort sure will help you along in life. Task of waiting, the trial of waiting. Look in verse 7 and 9. I put it this way, there's a testimony of waiting. He said this, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Testimony of waiting, they sounded out in verse 8. They also spread it out. Then in verse 9, they were shining out. It said they sounded out. That word means to magnify the word. They didn't do it in a private place. They thrust forward with the Word of God and proclaimed it. That's what we need to do in our community. Sound out. Sound out. Sound out. Look what they did. The Word of the Lord. Man, your words don't matter much, but His Word's going to stand when this old world's a burning. They sounded out. They were spreading out. They were shining out. The task of waiting, the trial of waiting, the testimony of waiting. God, help us to spread abroad in our community the gospel. When we pump in gas, we ought to share the gospel. When we're buying groceries, we ought to be sharing the gospel. We're going to school, we ought to be sharing the gospel. It's the good news tonight. The task of waiting, the trial of waiting, the testimony of waiting, but lastly, the trumpet of waiting. Do you know a trumpet's going to sound? Verse number 10, and to wait for His Son, where is He at? From heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Now, I want you to look, and I'm about done, but I want you to look at this. The Holy Ghost really raised this up to me in verse number 9. Look what He said. How you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. These people in Thessalonica were serving stick and stone gods. Paul came by with the power of the gospel and they were converted. Paul was run out of town by the hagglers and those that were going to kill him. Now he writes a letter back saying, boy, the church is doing good and I'm glad to hear good news from it. And he said, you remember how that you turned to God, no idols, you as a servant. He said, by the way, now you're serving the living and true God. Our God's alive tonight. He's walked through here all day. He talks with me. Lays down in the cover with me. Wakes up with me. Drives down the road with me. You say, preacher, at that trumpet, what's going to happen? Did you know in every book, Brother Duane, that Paul wrote in Thessalonians, he mentioned the returning of the Lord? In the close of every chapter in that of Thessalonians, he said something to them about the return of the Lord. What's going to happen when the trumpet sounds? Well, I'm going to tell you this. We ought not be looking for the signs. We ought to be looking for the Son. He's coming. And it ain't a fairy tale. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get saved. He's coming. Now, when this trumpet sounds, 1 Thessalonians 4, underline this in your Bible. Verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. I'll be done. Underline this in your Bible. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant. Lord don't want His people ignorant. He wants to study our Bible concerning them which are asleep or dead. It's not soul sleep. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Our soul goes home to be with Jesus. The body stays where it's at. He's going to come back and get it out of the ground or the sea, wherever it's at. Verse 16, He's going to resurrect the dead. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice and the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. He's going to resurrect the dead. Verse 17, He's going to rapture the saved. Then we which are alive and remain. Alive and remain, what do you mean? We've been made spiritually alive by the Spirit of God. We've been born again and still living. We're going to be caught up. Oh, I want to be a blessing, get a glorified body. He's going to resurrect the dead. He's going to rapture the saved. Verse 17, He's going to reunite the family. Listen to this preacher tonight. When your loved one dies in Christ and you're saved, it's not goodbye. It's we will be reunited by the grace of God. Don't say your loved ones are gone. You've not said bye if you're saved and they're saved. We don't bury our loved ones, we plant them. That seed's coming out of the ground. Say, why you say that? Verse 17, then we which are alive men shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. You mean them that's in the graveyards, they getting up first? Yep. And then we're going up, we're going to be reunited with our loved ones. Hope you that saved love you, preacher. You're going to live a long time with Him.
Say, oh, Brother Ken's getting old. Maybe we'll get us a new preacher. Well, you're going to live in heaven with me a long time if you're saved. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You know, Brother Mike, I was at John Artner's, their boy died. I was at the funeral home in Bremen. They handed me a Bible there out of funeral home. Said, preacher, would you read something to us? I opened this up. Brother Mike, the Holy Ghost magnified that verse right here. And this is what it said, verse 13, that you saw not even as others which have no hope. When I read them words in that Bible, you ought to see what happened that night. This Bible's alive. Jesus is coming. Young people, when you feel the Spirit of God knock on your heart, open it to Christ. You older people, you're trying to gamble with time, you're going to lose. You better get saved. Eternity is too long. Be wrong. So church, we're waiting for His Son from heaven. Stand with us tonight. Thank you for being here. Has God been good to you today at the church?